Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to everybody that was just listening to the sport there on Newsbeat and was slightly stunned at which horse won the Cheltenham Festival today.
And Catch It won the champion hurdle on day one of the Cheltenham Festival.
That's Catch It. C-A-T-C-H. It. Hello, Chappers and Dave.
Hiya. That's funny. I would have backed that one. Catch it.
We did think of going to the bookies today to put some money on.
It won the champion hurdle on day one of the Cheltenham Festival.
That would have been my tip.
Yeah. How are you?
Well, we're as well as can be expected, considering we're tied together at the moment.
Why are you tied together?
Well, because somebody seemed to think that it would be a good idea today, because there's only 3 miles involved in this day, those miles being Sunderland, Newcastle and Middlesbrough, that obviously that's 3 legs, and therefore they thought that we should do the last one as a 3-legged race. So that's why we're currently stood next to each other in the pouring rain, tied with our legs together with scarves.
Excellent. Now, Chappers and Dave are raising money for Sport Relief. We need your help. They're running 1 mile at every Premier League football ground in Scotland and England. They need to have completed all 32 clubs by the night of Sport Relief, which is 7 p.m. this Friday. So where are you right now?
We are at the Riverside Stadium. Who plays there?
Middlesbrough.
Well done.
Yay.
Excellent. Sorry, the home of Middlesbrough. This is our last one today. We've got 2 mascots with us. Do you want to play Guess the Mascot?
Yeah, go on then.
All right.
Dave will describe the first one. They're different, okay?
I'll go first. I have a bushy mane, and I'm brown in colour, and I have whiskers, and I'm a member of the cat family, and I'm wearing a Sport Relief T-shirt. And I'm called Rory, by the way.
A pussy?
A lion.
A lion.
Rory the lion, you see?
Right. Oh. Try this one. A red baseball cap.
You're
with
not getting
red
this.
Shorts, silver legs and green boots, and a rectangular silver face with a tongue sticking out.
Dave Pearce.
No.
Very close to Dave Pearce, actually. No. Their mascot is a sat nav.
What?
I know.
It's okay. The sponsor.
And I haven't got this wrong. It's not like some of the others, like confusing the tigers at Hearts for plums or anything. This is a sat nav.
Does it look like Dave Pearce, though, in fairness?
There's a career for Dave Pearce.
I'm just thinking the Middlesbrough pussy wouldn't be the best mascot, really.
No, not really.
Now, can you remind us of why you're running, please? It's not for fun, is it?
We're running for a reason.
And the reason is love.
They're not running for fun, no. This is no fun run, no. They're running for a reason, and the reason is love. They're not running for fun, no.
That's enough.
This is no fun run, no.
We're running for... I'm not sure that's in my key.
And the reason is love.
Now, people can donate money...
Never done
money.
That in front of people before. That's really embarrassing.
Look at this. It's a bigger audience than at the Chaps and Dave World Tour.
Eat your heart out, boys.
Now, people can donate money, can't they?
Yes,
they can. bbc.co.uk/radio1 for donations online. And then there's a whole text thing, but I think you're better
you
off
have
doing
to,
that, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to originate, apparently, any mention
otherwise
of the text.
Otherwise, we get told off if we do the text number first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's why. You can support Chappers and Dave on their Sport Relief Challenge by texting either the word Chappers or the word Dave, it doesn't matter, to 82125. 82125. Here's the science bit. Your support will cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. At least 64p from your pound message goes to Sport Relief, depending on your network operator. Or, if you want to donate, let's say, more than just a pound, because it's for a good cause of Sport Relief, go to Radio 1 Online. And click on Chappers and Dave. It's right there on the front page, isn't it?
Beautifully done.
Apparently, Catch It is spelt with a K.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What, 2 Ks? Is it K-A-T-K-H-I-T?
I don't care.
No?
No. Should we do the mile?
I think, yeah. This, by the way, this will take us about 20 minutes, because obviously we're doing it with... joined together.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Now, would you like a starting thing again today?
Oh, yeah. Have you got a selection of horns?
Not horns today.
Oh, what is it today?
It's more like animals.
A selection of animals, okay.
Okay, right. Take your pick.
That's a monkey.
A chimp.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Was that a cockatoo?
Cock, yeah. Or 3, 2, 1.
No, let's we take that one?
Yeah, that'll do, yeah.
Hang on,
yeah.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, sorry. No. No. No.
Or?
I quite like that one.
Is that a duck?
Yes. I think it's got to be that one.
Let's have a duck.
Did you go to the park recorded that this morning?
Yeah.
With a loaf of bread in one hand and a mini disc in the other.
Right, it's Radio 1 Sport Relief Challenge. Let's do the mile then. Are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
These poor people who are going to have to watch us hobble around a football pitch for 20 yeah. minutes.
Stay here for 20 minutes, you might catch it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. So good.
Yeah,
it?
Not bad.
We shut the duck up now. We've started.
Shut the duck up. Sorry, Ofcom. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Tim's been on from High Wycombe. A bit of an email. Scott, can you settle an argument? Am I being evil? Am I an evil person? My girlfriend says I am. I think not. Basically, my brother has always taken great delight in taking the out of me and trying to make me look like an idiot at all family occasions, constantly, pretty much, for the past 18 years. Now, it's his son's 5th birthday at the weekend, and I've decided to get my own back. I'm thinking of buying his son a drum kit. My nephew will love it, and I know it will make my brother's life hell. Is that evil? Tim, it is a little bit, but I do quite like it. Now, maybe you can email back and tell me, is it a full-size drum kit? I'd like that. Thanks, Uncle Tim. That's okay. You just play it as much as you want. I really hope you like your present. That's brilliant. Oh, look at his little face with his drum kit. And the best thing is, your brother can't take the drums off him once he's got them, because that would be really bad. So yes, it's evil, but I do quite like it. So yeah, go for the drum kit. Full size if possible. Oh look, you've got the SpongeBob SquarePants, and this is from me. I really hope you like it. Happy birthday. Yeah. Remember, you can play that any time of the day or night. Your dad won't mind.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Loads of you have done this. If like you really want to annoy somebody, buying their kids inappropriate gifts is a really good way to do it. Now, a full-size drum kit, obviously quite expensive. Apparently, there are cheaper ways that have just as good effect. Matt on the A46 suggests my first bagpipes might be good. Maria's got her son got a guitar for Christmas and really hasn't slept since. So it is a really good way just to do it through their kids. Just buy something really inappropriate, they'll hate it. Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Dave.
Hello, Dave, where are you?
I'm in Braintree.
How can I help you?
Well, a couple of Christmases ago, well, quite a few Christmases ago now, my best man turned up a week before Christmas, come up from Surrey, Sussex, and dropped off a big box for my son.
Yeah.
Covered in motorbike pictures and all sorts, and we said, great, you know, that's going to be fun. He said, yeah, but you can't touch it, you've got to leave it. So I said, yeah, we'll hide that away. Come the morning, my son pulled it out, and it's a drum kit.
Oh, no.
And he phoned me up, and he was just laughing. Not a word, just laughter, because you could hear it in the background. Right there.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yep. Christmas morning was loud.
Does he hate you?
What, the son or the mate?
Your mate.
No, I think it's just a bit of revenge.
Fair enough. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's the king.
How can I help?
I just wanted to tell you about how we bought my husband's son a drum kit as well. To annoy his ex? Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was Christmas and we decided we were going to go to Toys R Us and look for something to get him. And we tried, you know, all the noisy guns and all stuff like that, and it weren't good enough. And then we saw a drum kit with a microphone and scratching board and everything. And thought, that'd be brilliant in a tiny little house. And but it'd be fantastic to annoy you.
Just to get to who... Right, tell me who's who on this.
My husband's ex.
Right. Oh, that's horrible.
No, it's not.
And they've got a really tiny house.
Yeah.
And it's just, hi there, good looking, microphone. Drums are on.
I just really wish I could have seen your face when he got drum kit out and started playing with it.
Yeah, girls are evil. I love it. Love you.
Love you.
Must be cheap. Drum kicks are expensive. There must be cheaper ways that you can annoy people through their kids that don't cost as much as a full-size drum kit.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Harmonicas cost about £2. Any child can play them. Brilliant. That's a really good one. Hello, Rich in Worcester. Obviously got nothing to do at work, pretending to look busy. And he's obviously looked up annoying toys on Google or something and has sent them to me because, he's, like I said, he's got nothing to do and he's trying to look busy. Ideal way to get someone you don't like is to buy their kids annoying toys. This is a bloke on a little green motorbike, right? Kind of moves around a little bit. Imagine it's your kid's birthday. Someone who hates you gets him this. Oh. Oh, God! Since when has a motorbike made this noise? And on it goes. Ah! Turn it off! Also, this is, you don't even have to have kids. This is a good one for anyone that's got a dog who you don't like. It's one of those squeezy kind of toy dogs, and here's a dog actually enjoying it.
Oh my God.
Seriously. They really don't like you. But they're telling you through the kids. Yeah. Right, this is widely regarded as the most annoying toy ever for a small child. It's a squeezy chicken that makes noises, and basically what you do is you kind of choke this chicken, and when you let go, it makes this noise. As you can hear, it's not annoying in any way. In the morning, I know, I'll just play with this chicken. Oh, brilliant, thanks. Yeah, that is definitely the most annoying toy ever. I would definitely vouch for that. Oh, God!
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people want to know how the bidding is going for the Scarlett Johansson date on the famous auction site. If you missed this yesterday, Scarlett Johansson, as she calls herself, is for charity asking you to bid for a date with her. Now, on first impressions, it looks like a date, but then you kind of read the small print and it appears to be some kind of meet and greet, which means you will meet her, but probably not for very long due to her busy schedule. But I think the people bidding like $38,000 for this date with Scarlett think that they might have more than a meet and greet with her. I think they're hoping for a bit of a fondle. Now, we've checked the bloke who has made the highest bid at the moment. We've checked out what other stuff he's bid on. And it's all underwear and DVDs. So, I think this could be one of the worst mistakes of Scarlett's life so far. Some people have been speculating it might be Campervan Man from Flirt Divert. Seriously, Scarlett, think about what you're doing. There she is, in a posh hotel room. Wakes up the next morning after the date. Get on the phone.
Hi, I'm Scarlett Johansson.
I've just got my camper van back from being serviced, so I can service you as well.
Think about what you're doing, Scarlett. Oh no, not again.
Hi, I'm Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, up, it's Stonky Man here.
I know it's for charity, but oh no.
Hi, I'm Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, how you doing? You enjoyed last night. You want a bit of fun? You know it, don't you? Yeah. Dirty cow.
don't do it, Scarlett.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. We should all feel a little bit... Well, not sorry, because he did it. But poor Mark is what I'll say. Hi, Mark. I know you're listening at the moment. He had a few drinks last night. See? Drinking on a Monday. That's bad. I would never do that. Had a few drinks and had a few people round last night in his flat at university. And you know what it's like, the beer's flowing, and Mark ended up playing strip poker with some of his uni mates. Now, that isn't... that's never a good idea, I don't think. Because you have to see these people the next day. And it's especially not a good idea in an age where everyone's got a camera on their phone. You'll end up on some website, but believe me, take it from someone that knows, all right? Just don't do it. Mark's feeling a bit awkward now because he's just on his way back to the flat where the scene of the crime happened last night. Hi, everybody. Oh, no, I saw your wanger last night. This is not good, is it? Not at all. For me, I don't have this problem because I haven't got a clue how to play poker. So I really don't. I have no idea how to play poker at all, so it's not something that's ever bothered me. But be honest, like, you're the kind of person that would never normally get your kit off at every opportunity, but have you ever played strip poker? And was it a good idea? I think you're going to tell me that it probably wasn't.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Strip snap? How does that work? Oh, look, I've got one too. Snap. See, I told you, it always goes wrong. I ended up stripping one night after a few too many on strip poker, ended up on a mate's MySpace profile. There are people every day that look through Facebook and go, oh my God, please take that down. It's not a good idea. Yeah, some people are saying that it is a good idea, obviously. Because they won and got to see boobs. A lot of people don't know how to play poker, so, like me, wouldn't have a clue. Strip twister, yeah, that's not good either, is it? Strip dominoes? I played strip dominoes with my husband. It wasn't very sexy. No, I can imagine it probably wasn't. It's the kind of thing, that's what I imagine, like, you know, when they're having a drink and the Rovers return, they go back to Blanche's house and play strip dominoes. Gross. Right, be honest, have you ever played it? Did it go wrong? Bet you did.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hi, it's Mark, somewhere between Middlesbrough and Leeds. Can I just say, first of all, love the show.
Thanks.
It makes me laugh every afternoon.
Thanks.
Secondly, can I just check, did you say you wanted to have a pint in the road to return and then go and play strip dominoes with Blanche?
No, I didn't say that. I said that it's the kind of game that she might play. I didn't invite myself.
It sounded like that it would be you, Blanche, Norris and Emily all round the table playing strip dominoes.
I would love to do that with Emily.
Would you?
Yeah. She looks like the sort. Where are you at the moment?
We've just entered, according to a sign, James Herriot country.
Oh,
whatever
right.
Whatever that is. And we're on our way. We're between Middlesbrough and Leeds, anyhow, which is where we're staying tonight.
Well, thank you so much for calling the Scott Mills Show.
It's my pleasure. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. What are you saying?
Sorry?
How can I help?
I was just talking about the strip poker game.
Yeah.
Well, me and my friends, we play Strip Hungry Hippos. It's really funny.
Strip Hungry Hippos?
Yeah.
Okay, talk me through that.
Basically, you have loads of different... You have four people playing, and at the end of every round, whoever's got the most balls has to... they get, like, eliminated from the game. But the one with the least balls has to take off clothes.
Excellent, okay. So the one with the least balls has to take off clothes.
Yeah.
Right. Can that not get a little dangerous?
Well, yeah, but I have really good hand-eye coordination, so I managed to stay pretty clothed.
Oh, okay, well done.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.